This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
You're too sweet. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland. Oh, we're so excited about this. It's our big show. It's our big yearly Christmas show. Last few years with the pandemic, everything's been wonky. And we're back, baby. Alice in Winterland, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland. It stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. Tickets are on sale now, and they are flying out the door. You can win a pair. We've got a few pairs each morning at 8 and 9.05 all this week. But you're guaranteed if you go and get them. You got to get them soon. They're going fast.
We're all going. It's going to be a big party. I'm bringing friends. I'm bringing family. Sarah's bringing friends. We're all going to rage.
Yep. It's going to be a great time.
Really good times.
And intimate, too. It's going to be really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on sale now, but you can win them now with the code word GOOD. G-O-O-D. Take the word GOOD and text it to our contest line, 20357. And that puts you in the running to win tickets for the show. This hour's code word, again, is GOOD. Alice in Winterland, One Republic. They're so amazing live. Andy Grammer. I've never seen Andy Grammer live. And Haven Madison, someone to discover. December 13th, Paramount Theater, Oakland, sponsored by Macy's. There we go. Start with a couple of Vegas things, just really quickly.
Okay.
Carrie Underwood is ending her Vegas residency next year. And I didn't even know she had a Vegas residency. Here's what people need to do. You need to take a page out of Adele's book, where you talk about how you're putting your Weekends with Adele together, and then right as everyone's bought all their tickets for Weekends with Adele, now you cancel it because you're like crying on Instagram, and you hate the design, and you tear the whole thing down, and then you're yelling about it more, and then you put it all back together, and you make a triumphant return to the stage, and then you do 4 or 5 years of really successful residency, and everyone is aware of it because you made a big hoopla.
You think she did that by design?
No, but that is what you should do.
Okay.
People should definitely take a page out of that. I think she had a total meltdown, but it made everyone go, I better see her while I can. I wonder what happened to all those people. Like, I think that whole thing had been sold out. I don't know how long the original one was for. And I think she's done now, right? That was at Caesars. But it went for a while.
Yeah, it did go for a while. I don't know enough about that, but it does seem like the trendy move is to go do shows in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. You set everything up. You can hang. Anybody who tours knows that you spend a lot of money on crew and moving and trucks and all the stuff to get that show moving around the country.
Right.
If you can sit down for a month,
yep,
or longer,
right?
Why wouldn't you?
And you can put your life into a schedule where you are there working and you probably have some palatial place to stay.
At the gym, you eat
sure.
nice food.
You get to have a nice
sleep.
Routine.
Right.
And you can take off, get in your private jet. Be like, I'm coming home for the weekend. Or not for the weekend. My weekend will be Mondays and Tuesdays.
I've gone to Vegas with our show.
Yeah.
Like we did a few of those and I missed one because of our
oh, right.
baby being born. But I've only really done it with this show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a Vegas person, but each time I've been, I've had the best time.
It's really a fun town.
So
it's
imagine
very seedy
it's
and
great.
It's wrong. A lot of bad stuff happens there. That's why they say what happens in Vegas stays there.
Mm.
Actually, John and I are going to go to Reno this weekend. We didn't do his birthday party there. We were supposed to, and then we all got COVID. And so we're going to go, and we're actually going to look at a different venue for the one for this one thing that we're going to do.
Oh, this isn't you spending the deposit on a stay for just the two of you. It's you guys going to continue to figure out how to make that work.
Yeah, we're
going to
figure it out. But I definitely, you know, I've never stayed in Reno.
Oh, you're going to love it.
I hope you're right. John loves it there. He goes with his softball buddies and his golf buddies. He has two different big trips that he does every year, and he just loves it, and he's been selling it to me and wants to have
cool.
his party. And we'll see. I like gambling. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. Plus, it's fun to just do a road trip and get out. It's
just the two of you.
Yeah. It'll be really fun.
You and John.
Yeah.
Alone. No other couples.
No other couples.
We're going to go to Reno this
weekend.
Just for
one night. We're going to go for a Friday night. So we'll go there. We'll drive out. We'll have a nice dinner. Or maybe we'll have hotel sex first because I like to get that out of the way immediately. Let's get that off our plate. Let's get that out because then I can go eat. Because if I'm full and lit, I don't want to do anything. And then he's out of luck and he drove all the way to Reno to hopefully get some, you know, high class nook. So that's what I have on offer.
Oh, my God.
And then we have a meeting on Saturday with someone who's going to show us a particular venue, and then we're going to drive back and probably be...
It's a short trip.
It's a lot of driving. So, yeah, but we don't care. We'll listen to a book together and laugh about stuff. Yes, Vinny, your hand's up. I can't wait to hear what your question is.
Can I get the definitions of the different classifications of Nook? High class versus middle class versus lower
class. Listen, if you don't know, I don't know that I can school you at this point in your life. You either know or you don't know. Yes, Maddie, your hand is up. What
is it? High class because it's hotel sex? Do you a little? Are you a little more special for that? Because you know, hotel sex is great.
Yeah, it's a hooker reference. I'm a high class hooker. There'll be champagne. Let's say I guess back in the day there would have been cocaine there. That of course does not happen anymore. These are
that we know.
This high class hooker is a little bit too. Right, that you know of. As far as you know, that doesn't happen.
Right.
You know, you got to have the fishnets. You got to have all
okay,
the...
that's
you have fishnets somewhere
I absolutely do not have fishnets.
Oh, I was going to say, my God, yeah. man.
At least joke. Heels, right?
Yeah. I mean, you'd have your heels, which I don't have those either. I'm just kidding. It's going to be just regular. I'd be like, do they have a shower here? Let's use that.
Even there, you got to do it in the shower.
We don't have to, but it does make it very easy. There's something about soapy bodies.
I agree, soapy bodies, but I don't want the coldness happening on the, you know, the
missus.
You're
so sensitive.
Well, no, it's not me.
Hmm.
I don't want her. I don't want to see her all goosebumped.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I kind of like goosebumps.
She.
I feel like your skin is taut and it's very like when you run
Doesn't that ruin it for you? You're like,
no.
I'm freezing. Hurry up.
Well, freezing is different from goosebumps. Goosebumps is good, I think. I love that. If I've got goosebumps, please, not you, you guys, John, please run your, you know, the fingertips up my arm or wherever. Like, I love that. I love that feeling.
Gosh, I hate shower sex.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, it's not for me either.
You got to stand and...
Yeah, no, you know.
Oh, okay.
There's all kinds of ways you can do it.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. If she says, meet me in the shower, I'm meeting her in the shower.
Yeah.
But I'm saying...
So you take what's on offer, high class or not.
If she says to me...
Any class.
You want to go in the shower or in the bed? I'd say we'll shower real quick and then let's dry off and go in the bed.
Mm.
Please.
Yeah. See, I don't like that because I want to exit the shower and be completely clean and be able to put on my deodorant, my moisturizer and be done with that.
Move on with my day.
Oh, where are we going to eat? It's going to be about that time. Anyway, so Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry that... I'm sorry that you guys derailed us
we
there.
We just don't, we're just trying to say this shop. First of all, the high class thing threw me off because I was like, what does that even mean?
Hey, hookah.
What does that mean?
Well, what does that mean?
But then the different classifications, just it's a curiosity.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to say things that would, you know, snag your attention. That is all.
It works.
Thank you for allowing yourself to be snagged. Carrie Underwood, she's wrapping this thing up. So if you've been thinking that you want to go see the Carrie Underwood, I didn't even know she had one. That was it. I was talking about the Adele thing. Like, that's how you do it. You just make a big, blow the whole thing up, and then everyone knows you have one. I'm sure the Carrie Underwood's residency was very popular. I'm sure it was all sold out. I just never heard a damn thing about it, except that she never skips leg day to a fault. So it's been 3 years. She's tacked on a few more dates to Reflection, her three-year residency in Las Vegas, and she is saying this will be the end. She posted on Instagram, these past years, 3 years have gone by so fast. I had the absolute best time. Thanks to all the fans. Look forward to seeing more of you at our final shows next year. It looks like the last date is Saturday, April 12th. So if you want to check her out, she's leaving soon. You got to get on it. Heading into Vegas is 50 Cent. He has landed his first ever Vegas residency, and he's getting paid. So let's see here.
Good for him.
Six shows at PH Live inside Planet Hollywood. What is he getting paid for six shows at PH Live?
$1 million.
I'll say $3 million.
You're both incredibly low. What is 50 Cent getting for six shows at PH Live? Try again.
$5 million.
$15 million.
Ding, ding, on the nose. $15 million.
All right.
Oh, boy. Ooh. $15 million. Congratulations, 50 Cent. You did it. Oh, my God. I'm looking at pictures of him when he was so young.
That first hit of his to this day is...
I don't even know we'll, it. What is it? In the club?
Yeah.
Oh. How's that go? Sing it to me.
No.
It's your birthday.
Oh, that one? That's his first hit?
Yeah.
That's called In the Club? I thought that was called the birthday song.
No.
It's Bacardi like it's your birthday. Okay, that's a good song.
So
I guess he'll be doing that one. Let's see where it's going to be.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to pull deep cuts on people. That wouldn't be smart.
Well, I don't know how long the show is, but don't you have to go deep cut at some point? I mean,
I think got people a whole know night his to do. Music. They have to, just because we don't.
They are saying this is one of the largest hip-hop residencies ever. Certainly one of the most expensive. And it will kick off in December, with one of the performances being an exclusive New Year's Eve celebration. Presented by 50 Cent's own Sire Spirits brand. So this is a partnership where he's going to do these shows and they're going to serve his liquor, Sire Spirits. 50 Cent into club. It'll be unlike anything he's ever done before. I kind of doubt that. And we're told that fans can expect a fresh experience while hearing all their favorite hits from 50, including Into Club, Candy Shop, and 21 Questions.
I know Candy Shop. I don't know 21
Questions.
I don't
know any of those. I didn't even know what the birthday song was called. I just knew it was like, party like it's your birthday. That's all. Okay. I've got, just bear with me. I'm going to just plow through all this so I get all the information out and then we can dissect it. No joke here. Ozzy Osbourne and Chris Cornell almost joined Van Halen. It sounds completely insane, but it's 100% true. Now, Ozzy was one of the very first successful reality shows in the early 2000s. And apparently...
The
Osbournes, exactly. At almost exactly that time, Van Halen, who was successful for many years, David Lee Roth, and then Sammy Hagar, then this guy, Gary Cherone, they kick him out of the band and they're like, Ozzy, what do you think? And Ozzy's all, yeah, no, I'd love to do it. I'll just ask Sharon. Sharon! Yes, Ozzy, of course you can do it. Of course you can. You'll kill it. You'll crush it. So Ozzy was like, I'm in. And then the Osbournes happens and it's a huge hit. And he's like, oh, I don't have time to do it anymore. So they were apparently very deep into the process of. So then they go, oh.
So wait, are there songs with Ozzy singing?
No. He was going to join.
They jammed a little bit.
They
hadn't done it yet.
They were in negotiations. Right. They hadn't done it. So this is 01. So then it falls through. So, and by the way, both sides confirm this story, I guess. I want to say that Alex Van Halen's new book, It was out yesterday. So there's a lot of stuff broiling around regarding Van Halen right now because of this guy's brand new book. So Eddie and Alex says, oh, let's see. This is an Aussie quote, so I better.
Yes, we were discussing it. It is something that if it had come to fruition, it would have been phenomenal. Eddie and Alex, great friends of mine for a very long time. It's a regret of mine that we never got it together. Osborne's got in the way of creating new music at that time, unfortunately.
Then they went on to reunite.
That is way too understandable to be Aussie. But
well, I really wanted you to be able to, you know.
I thought it was pretty good.
You captured the spirit it, of it. But certainly far more.
Long time. Regret why we never go together.
That's more like it.
Thank you.
But go on.
All right, so Van Halen went on to reunite with Sammy Hagar in 03. And then another terrible, almost happened. Van Halen started rehearsing with Chris Cornell of Soundgarden fame. And
that would have been, talk about your super band.
Right.
Oh.
Alex said they had a few sessions and with Chris Cornell, and they were sold on him, and he was like, okay, we'll make this happen. And then I think we all know what happened.
Well, he went out with Soundgarden again, and that's when he passed away out on the road with Soundgarden.
Yep. I think he probably had to do that, but they're saying it was set, and in 2017 he passed.
That's sad.
Also, Alex is confirming that a planned Van Halen tour followed. This is actually really funny and just such a baby move. Like, when Queen lost Freddie Mercury, for years they didn't tour. Or they, you know, well, they did some stuff with like George Michael. And then they got Adam Lambert to step in and do all those amazing songs. So Van Halen, the remaining members of Van Halen are like, we want to get it back together. David Lee Roth, we want you to come and sing. And at some point during the show, the Van Halen show that all these people, all these fans are at, we're going to run a montage of Eddie and we're going to let him... He's going to play, and we're going to play all, you know, Eruption. You watch him perform it up on the big screen. It's going to be like the place where we pay tribute. And David Lee Roth goes, absolutely not. It's not happening. He lost his freaking mind. Let me see if I can find his exact quote here.
He is a quotable dude, too.
So Alex Van Halen in his new book says, the thing that broke the camel's back was Dave. He said, Dave, at some point, we're going to have this very overt acknowledgement of Ed on each night in the gig. If you look at how Queen does it, they show the old footage and blah, blah, blah. And then he said, Dave effing popped a fuse. The vitriol that came out was unbelievable. He said he was watching him have this meltdown. This is Eddie, this is Alex Van Halen, the drummer in Van Halen, saying, it's just, oh my God, it's like I didn't even know him anymore. Dave, you got to work as a community. It's not you alone anymore. Roth has just declined to comment on these quotes. But isn't that so funny? I just love that story. So anyway, if you're interested, Alex Van Halen has a new book out. Okay, I am out of time. What do you got coming up, Ben?
And any word if you made the book or?
Oh, yeah, no, there's a whole chapter dedicated to me.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
I'm in then. I'm going to read that.
Great.
Let's see here. Financial advice, flamethrowers, and aquariums after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Now, this Kelly girl, there might be something here. Like, I feel like she's a pretty good singer. Alice at 97.3, Sarah Minnie, Alice Morning Show. Say, oh my God, such a good song. Kelly Clarkson. Disneyland, let's talk about Disneyland here. Celebrate the holidays at the Disneyland Resort. Alice has your chance to win a vacation for four. All this week on our show in the morning at 6 and 7 in the morning. And later on Jane's show at 3, 4, 5, and 6. Listen for code words. Text those to our contest line 20357. And you have a chance to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. And you're in the running for the grand prize for four people. 4 3-day, 1-park per day tickets, round trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fall Into 5K a Day. After this, all this week, Fall Into 5K a Day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
Oh, my God.
It's called Fall Into 5K a Day.
It's catchy, isn't it?
I'm working on it.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Anyway, weather coming and there's possible power shutoffs. Be ready for it. Check with PG&E to see if you're on the list. Speaking of power.
Yeah.
This is one of those things.
What?
Here's PG&E warning people. We're going to have to turn your power off so we don't start fires.
Right.
Okay.
It gets windy.
We don't want you to start fires. We're with that. Right. We'll get ready. Meanwhile, the whole country is being pushed towards EV cars.
Yeah.
So, and I've mentioned many times, while I am all about fixing this planet, saving the planet that we're on now, I know it's the cradle and you want to go out to outer space and find a new one.
An extinction level event problematic.
I get what you're saying. I just don't want to, I'm not there. I'm here.
Okay.
This is me.
This is where you
my
live.
My thing, yep. Right. So I am all about trying to save our planet. I do believe there's climate problems and the crap's got to go somewhere, all the stuff.
Yep.
And yet I don't have an EV yet.
Right.
And
you think you're going to get one?
I want to.
Feels like you're thinking about it. You're bringing it up a lot.
When I hear Scott Budman say, we made a commitment as a family to switch over, I'm jealous. I wish I could do that. I think it's important. And I'm also, I drive down the road and I see people in EVs and I think, I'm proud of you for having made the commitment early. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to go too. I can't have my power turned off when I'm expecting my car to be charged and I get up in the morning to drive here.
Right.
It's far.
Right.
I need to know my car is going to work. So this story, all this buildup has been for 6 EV brands that owners regret buying most.
Oh, okay. The ones they regret buying.
The
as
ones
in...
they regret buying most. Okay. So at number one is your car.
Why do they regret it? Because it, you know why? Because they don't support it anymore.
Right.
Yeah. My car's great, but I used to be able to talk to it and program it and do all this stuff from my phone. And then they're like, nope, no more of that. Still great. I like it.
20% of BMW EV owners regret their purchase. And I think it's in this, they're picturing your car, the little
toaster
i3. Thing or whatever you want to call that.
Well, mine also has zero range. Like it works for me because I'm driving 12 miles in, 12 miles out.
Right.
And in an emergency, I have that 1 gallon backup. But, you know, if I had it to do again, I would get something like a Tesla that had...
You had a Tesla, though. You got rid of it.
I know, but then it was too nice because it was sitting in my driveway and it was getting beaten up by the sun. And the alarm kept going off. It's like it's too hot inside.
I don't know why you didn't just want to drive it. Like, just drive it. You got to...
I couldn't park it here. Have you seen the spots downstairs? Too narrow. I couldn't get it in there. Don't look at me like that.
You got rid of it before we even got here.
That is true.
Well, then what are you saying?
That it was hard to park even at the other place. I was sure I was gonna crash it. It was brand new. I was like, I don't know. It just became this thing that we weren't using because it was like too nice for us or something. It sat in our driveway.
I actually believe in that. I understand. If you've got something so nice that you don't want to use it and you're saving it for a rainy day, why have it?
Right. And it was cooking in our driveway and the alarm kept going off. Like it's 120 degrees in your car. It's 120 degrees in your car.
That's what the alarm
goes
off for?
It's 120 degrees in your car. I'll be like, what do you want me to do about it? Like, turn the sun off? What can I do?
Whoa.
Then we got this. Then we got this car cover. So we put the car cover on it. It takes 20 minutes to get it on, and we're both fully sweating by the time we get the thing on there. I'm like, we're never taking that thing off. We're selling this car.
We all know about not leaving our kids in the car on a hot day.
Yep.
I want to believe that.
Yep.
One of the things I just recently heard an ad for, it was like a PSA. Was make sure your car's locked so your kids can't climb in there on a hot day.
Oh.
As if that must have happened where the kid is just
playing in the yard or
and gets into the car on a hot day and then finds, you know, themselves unable to get out.
Right.
I don't know if that's happened or if this is just extra careful warnings, but I certainly maybe that's why the alarm's going off. 120 maybe. In this thing. Make sure. Do you know where your kid is?
You know, it was actually, I don't know what the deal is. It was actually supposed to kick on its air conditioning and moderate the temperature. But I think it will only do that so many times. And then it's just like, you can't park it here.
You should have moved me.
Yeah, you should move me. I can't remember why. And then in the end, we just went, you know what? Let's just sell it.
So back to the EV story. 6 EV brands that owners regret buying the most. And it's basically all of them. There's only a few brands.
Like, well, what else? What
so
else?
The BMW came in at number one. Kia came in at number two.
Oh, I didn't even know they had a...
Kia's got a really big selection of electrics.
And people aren't happy with them.
Apparently not.
Huh.
Next would be the Tesla.
Mm. Very tight suspension on those. They're a little bumpy.
On the Tesla?
I thought so. Yeah. I expected it to be a lot more like a Cadillac, you know, like just a big floater. But no, it was actually very tight suspension and
I don't like
tight
that.
Steering. And
that's bad news.
A little bit bouncy.
When I hear that, I think that for long commutes, there's a fatigue factor.
Absolutely.
In a car that doesn't.
That's.
Yep.
You know, you don't want to be moving around. You want to sit comfortably like you're floating. I agree with you.
And sometimes, just as commuters go, it can be the car noise can also be like,
mm-hmm.
You're wearing me out, bro.
Yeah. Now, I had the... Why?
Are you asking?
I think I had the Y, but I've heard that the sedan, the S, the Model S, which is the higher end one, is much smoother. I've heard that.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's, you know, if you're considering this.
On the list of EVs, again, it's BMW, Kia, Tesla. These are the ones that had the least satisfaction where people who bought them said, I wouldn't do it again.
Right.
I regret. Nissan. Which they've got a very popular EV. It's the Leaf, yes. Nissan came in fourth. Fifth was the Ford, which they've got their Mustang and I think a few others.
Right. Yeah, actually, they've got a pickup truck even.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've...
The Lightning, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And then the Chevy came in at number six. And Chevy, I heard, my friend Peter Cook,
Shame.
Right.
Lighthouse Realty.
I didn't say that part, but you... Okay.
Shame, though.
Right.
So shame.
Anyway, he's got the Chevy, and he was telling me he loves it, and you should look into it. And I went, okay, I'll look into it. They don't even make it anymore.
Oh.
I think that one's called the Bolt, and it's unavailable.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's what that's all about, but anyway.
I'm surprised that, like, the other ones I think of are the
Rivian's beautiful.
The Rivian, that's the one. But the Lumion, there's a Lucian?
Lucent?
Lube? Lubin? Lube.
I don't, maybe they haven't Lucid. Sold enough.
Lucent.
That's it.
Lucid.
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 Lucid. Yeah. I'm surprised those aren't on there because to me, those are, I like the look of both of those cars.
Right.
But I'm afraid to buy from a car company that I've never heard of before. You know what I mean? Like, what else do you do? And are you going to die this year? And I've heard something like the Lucid cars cost them $80,000, every single one of them. I'm like, that doesn't feel like a supportable math problem.
Everything you make is a loss leader. When do you make money?
When's that going to happen? Well, when we sell the cars for $1 million per car, then we'll start to make some money off of these.
The Rivians look great. Whatever they are, I don't know. I've never driven one. They do look spectacular, though. The first time I saw that, do you know when it was?
Yes, when they were driving out. It was Jeff Bezos and the people who were going to go up into his space penis.
I really
do. You remember the space penis,
don't
you?
I didn't see that coming, though. But that morning I watched that.
Yeah.
Before, and we all came in.
Oh, look at those cars.
And I saw them get in the car, the Rivian, and was like, oh, what's that all about? And it turns out, why would he be driving a Tesla when he could be driving something not Tesla?
Right.
Oh, God, we got to play our game already.
Oh, did we finish the list?
Yeah, that's coming in at six was the Chevy, okay. And that's all of them.
All right, guys. Today, you guys are playing a quiz.
I'll keep score.
All right.
It's me versus Sarah.
You versus Sarah, Vinny.
Okay.
Right. Now, we talked a lot about AI earlier.
Yep.
So we're going to do a little AI quiz.
Oh, great.
For y'all.
That's good.
All right, there's going to be... choice of two answers, and Sarah, you're going to go first.
Oh, we're not just shouting these out?
I don't think you'll know.
He just told you.
I don't think
you. Right. Yeah. Whatever.
If there's a tie, there is a question for you to shout out because you will know the answer.
Okay.
So, what, Sarah? What is GPT short for in ChatGPT? Is it general purpose technology or generative pre-trained transformer?
It's generative pre-trained transformer.
Jenny?
I agree.
Well, you're both wrong.
Oh.
It's
that sounds so stupid.
General purpose technology.
General purpose. Come on, that's a general purpose. That's generative.
All right.
I think you had that one wrong, but I'm gonna give us each a point for that.
Good job.
That's one for each of us.
That's not right. Okay, which of these is a challenge in developing AI, Vinny? Is it lack of data or excess of computing power? Which of
Read
these
the
is
question
a
again.
Which of these is a challenge in developing AI? Is it lack of data or excessive computing power?
I'm going to say it's B, Bob.
Read that again. I don't understand. I can't understand.
Which
how
of these
would,
is a challenge
a
in developing AI? Is it lack of data or an excess of computing power?
Is it that the AI itself has an excess? I'll say it's... I will also say B.
You're both wrong again. It's lack of data.
Okay,
the
internet
is the most polluted place in the world with data.
Yeah. I just gave us another point.
Good,
I don't know why he's so mean. Okay, it's 2-2.
All right. Which of these is a type of AI? Narrow AI or universal AI?
Is it my turn?
Yes.
I'm going to say narrow AI.
Yeah, I got to go with narrow AI, Bob.
You're both right on that.
Yeah,
oh, my God. We got 3 points.
All right, we're at 3-3.
What is the term for AI that can perform tasks across different domains like a human? Is it generative AI or reactive AI?
What's the question again?
Which is the term for AI that can perform tasks across different domains like a human? Generative AI or reactive AI?
I'm going to say generative AI, Bob.
Oh, I'm going to say reactive.
Vinny is correct.
Oh, my God.
You know what's weird, though? I actually got the point for that one. Oh. It's so strange. So very weird. don't know how
what?
That happened.
You're gonna let?
No, I gave you the point.
Bob.
No, you don't get the point.
Yeah, I know. I gave it to Vinny.
Okay,
I did. But yeah, really good. Like, way to crack down on me. No, you don't get the point. No.
All right. Which type of AI is primarily used for recognizing images and patterns? Is it convolutional neural networks or decision trees?
I'm going decision trees.
I also like decision trees.
You're both wrong.
Great. That's a point for
each of us. I wonder if there's a lot of people who know this stuff and are like, you guys are so smart.
What? If you know this stuff, you're a nerd. Nerd alert.
They also have 7 houses and a private plane, but
listen,
you're right.
The geeks are eating up all the houses. That's why no one can afford them anymore.
Right. All right, for this last one, you can shout the answer out if you know it.
Okay.
Which company created an AI system called AlphaGo that defeated a world champion?
IBM!
I'm going to say it's Google.
It's actually DeepMind. That one was harder than I thought.
Oh.
Hold on. There was one here that was kind of easier.
This one's really good. This is a good quiz.
Hey, man.
It is a good quiz. It is, actually. I learned some stuff.
I have a couple texts for you.
Oh.
Sarah, I'm sorry. I am sorry. I've been to Reno many times for kids' sports. It's a dump.
You just maybe went to the wrong places, I guess. John is giving me the grand tour.
925 says, Reno's cool, Sarah. You're going to love it.
Oh, great. Good. See, there we go. All right. Let's find out who wins this game. By the way, Vinny's in the lead 5-4.
Okay. All right.
Last question. Okay.
Last question. What do we call an AI that can improve its performance over time without human intervention?
A learning AI.
Point goes to Sarah. It's self-learning AI.
Woo!
By the way, someone else wrote in about Alex Van Halen's book. They say 415 says chapter 5, the hottie from East Bridgewater.
Yeah. That's my
story. That's chapter 5.
I told him I was from Worcester, so it might be a different lady from East Bridgewater.
Mm. Why would you say you're from Worcester?
I don't know. But I did say I was from Worcester.
It's fun to say.
It is. Worcester.
You did say that to them?
Yeah.
You lied about where you're from.
That's where you're from. I'm like Worcester. We're in Worcester at the Centrum.
Oh, you didn't want to say East Bridgewater because it's like a small town that no one knows about?
I just didn't want them to follow me there and be bothering me at my home. I mean, these Van Halen guys, you know.
Okay.
All right. What else did the test? By the way, good job on the...
You ended in a tie. So congrats.
Yeah, we ended in a... Did we tie? I thought I just won. I'm pretty sure I won.
Okay, Sarah wins.
I'll take the win. Thanks. Feeling good about that. But good job on your first game there.
And what did she win, Bob? She gets to be alone in the meeting with MM later today.
Yay!
I have a doctor's appointment.
So. Where?
Yeah, I'm going to follow you
out. That's very convenient. Hold on.
Losers leave. That's what we do.
You guys get out of here. Thanks for listening. Make sure you listen to Jane this afternoon. She has more tickets for Disneyland. And we'll see you back here on not quite Friday yet, but still Thursday. Pretty good.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.